Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Be the Calm or Be the Storm: Leadership Lessons from a Woman at the Helm is a leadership and memoir-style nonfiction book by Captain Sandy Yawn. Known for her long career as a superyacht captain and for her role on Below Deck Mediterranean, the book uses stories from maritime command, crisis management, and life in a male-dominated industry to explore how leadership works under pressure. Rather than offering a rigid business framework, it presents practical lessons drawn from real experience at sea and in demanding professional environments. Its purpose is to translate the discipline, judgment, and responsibility required of a captain into ideas readers can apply in work, family, and personal leadership situations. The book combines personal history with guidance on resilience, empathy, accountability, and clear decision-making, making it accessible to readers who want leadership insight grounded in lived experience rather than abstract theory. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, self-leadership as the foundation of effective command. A central idea in the book is that leadership begins with leading oneself. Captain Sandy frames discipline, persistence, humility, gratitude, faith, and willingness to change as internal qualities that make external leadership possible. This matters because a captain cannot depend only on authority or charisma when conditions are difficult. Decisions must be grounded in steadiness and self-control. The book suggests that before a leader can guide a team, they must manage their own reactions, stay focused under stress, and accept responsibility for their behavior. That emphasis gives the book a practical dimension beyond workplace management. It implies that leadership is not merely about directing others, but about building habits that make consistency possible when circumstances become unpredictable. In that sense, the book treats self-leadership as a discipline that supports every other leadership skill, from communication to crisis response. Empathy and respect as tools for motivating diverse crews. The book gives significant attention to empathetic leadership, especially in environments where teams are temporary, diverse, and under pressure. Captain Sandy presents empathy not as softness but as a management tool that helps leaders understand what motivates people and how to bring out their best work. On a superyacht, the crew must function quickly and cooperatively, often with limited time to build trust. In that setting, respect and care are not optional extras. They become practical methods for maintaining morale and performance. The book argues that people respond better when they feel seen, heard, and treated fairly, which means leadership must involve more than issuing orders. It also suggests that empathy improves communication because it helps a leader anticipate tension before it escalates. Thirdly, carrying responsibility while protecting the team from pressure. Another major theme is the captain as buffer, the person who absorbs pressure so the crew can keep functioning. In the book, leadership involves taking responsibility for decisions, facing dissatisfied clients, and remaining composed when conditions become difficult. This is a distinct idea from simple authority because it emphasizes protection as well as control. A leader is not only the one who gives direction, but also the one who stands between the team and unnecessary disruption. That framing is especially clear in a maritime context, where errors can have immediate consequences and where calm judgment is essential. The book presents accountability as part of leadership dignity. The person at the helm must own outcomes rather than shifting blame downward. This helps create trust, because teams know their leader will not abandon them when problems arise. Fourthly, adaptability and crisis response in unpredictable conditions. The book repeatedly returns to the idea that leadership is tested most clearly in moments of uncertainty. Captain Sandy uses maritime crises, including dangerous encounters and difficult sea conditions, to illustrate why calm, quick thinking matters. The point is not simply that leaders should stay calm, it is that calmness enables better assessment when the situation changes rapidly. Adaptability is presented as the ability to shift plans without losing direction, which is essential in any environment where variables cannot be fully controlled. This gives the book a concrete operational focus. Leadership is shown as situational judgment, not just a set of principles. A leader must evaluate risk, prioritize safety, and choose actions based on the reality in front of them rather than the plan they hoped would work. Lastly, a memoir-based leadership model for readers beyond the maritime world. What distinguishes the book from many leadership titles is its memoir-like structure. Instead of presenting a dense business framework, it uses personal stories, professional anecdotes, and reflective lessons to build its argument. This makes the book accessible to readers who may not want a formal management manual, but still want insight into leadership under real pressure. The maritime setting is important because it gives the lessons a concrete backdrop, yet the book consistently broadens those lessons to apply to teams, families, classrooms, and workplaces. It also stands out because of Captain Sandy Yawn's position as a woman leading in a male-dominated field. which gives the book an additional dimension of persistence and barrier breaking without turning it into a purely identity-based memoir. The result is a hybrid of personal narrative and practical guidance. In conclusion, Be the Calm or Be the Storm will appeal most to readers who want leadership lessons grounded in real experience rather than abstract theory. Business leaders, managers, educators, team leads, and readers interested in women breaking through male-dominated industries will find the book especially relevant. Its practical value lies in how it connects self-discipline, empathy, accountability, and crisis judgment to everyday leadership challenges. Readers who prefer a structured management textbook may find it lighter in framework, but that is also part of its distinction. It is less about codifying a system and more about showing how leadership principles operate under pressure in the real world, compared with many books in the leadership genre. It stands out because its credibility comes from maritime command, high-stakes problem-solving, and a personal journey that gives the advice weight without becoming overly technical. The book offers not only motivation but also a clear sense of how calmness, responsibility, and adaptability function when leadership cannot be rehearsed in advance. For that reason, it works both as an engaging memoir and as a practical leadership read. If you would like to support Captain Sandy Yeon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.